Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you that I have eyes and they see. I have ears, they hear. I have a heart. I really have a heart. And it does perceive that you're talking. And I'm hearing. It's a word for me.
It's a word for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are times that we question, is God on the job? And we go about our daily business, and it's been a challenging week. It's been, let's say, busy in multiples of levels and ways, etc. But there was a wee bit of a challenge. Irene and I had to go to a wake on Tuesday, and it was not a comfortable situation. It was what it was. So in the late afternoon, before we were getting ready to go, I decided that there was a laundry that needed some attention. And the pile was getting a little bit high. So, long story short, throw the clothes in, put the soap in, turn the washer on, and it's not 2 years old. And it decided that it was going to make some weird noises and not run. So I did all the things that you normally do. You pray, you ask God, you thank Him, you praise, and laid hands, etc. And I finally heard disconnected. Well, that's not what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear brum, brum, brum. No cleansing, no washing, nothing. No water actually going in. So now I figured, well, I'm not going to tell Irene because we're on a journey that needs to be fully focused on what we've got to do. So long story short, we go to the wake. We come back home. She says, oh, I want to throw in a little bit of clothes. I said, oh, I was hoping I'd have to wait till tomorrow morning because, you know, I just didn't want her to have a sleepless night. So I said, before you go in there, the washing machine is having a problem. She says, oh. And so long story short, I explained what happened. She listened to it. She says, it doesn't sound good. I said, no, but God's on the job. So we did. We went to bed and we slept. And us, obviously the next morning I said, Lord, now I got to pay attention. I don't know what you want, but this washing machine belongs to you. You gave it to me. I took good care of it. Now, what's up?
Come on.
Amen? So he was pressing me to plug it back in, put it on a particular setting, and leave it there, and let it make noise. And I thought, well, that's kind of strange, but I'll do it. So after I did this, okay, it's plugged in, it's making that weird noise, and it's got a particular setting. I think it was drain and whatever. So I pull out the book, and of course now I'm going to get educated, right? And I read maybe a half a page. And to my surprise, that particular setting is the reset for the washer.
Oh.
So I thought, well, now that's kind of cool. All of a sudden, I'm reading again, and it stopped. And I'm going to do the rest of the studying, and there's the phone number in case, you know, you have a problem. So the Lord said, now go plug, you know, go turn it on, regular, you know, wash, etc., and push the button. So I did. Well, obviously, guess what? There was chimes listening. That little water going right in, it filled, it washed,
amen.
And all the glory goes to Jesus.
Amen.
The accuser was telling me that I was owing someone some money. in a ministry. And I hadn't set it out yet. So all the time I'm at the funeral home, he's telling me if you would have paid your money out, the washer would not have gone fluky.
He's a liar.
I can't stand it.
Well, I know he's a liar, but he had a darn good act.
Yeah, sure. But he didn't win.
So to God be the glory, because the money went out, and the washer is running. Perfect.
But it had nothing to do with that money.
I know all that.
I was wondering too because you said I sent out the money.
But you understand.
Yeah.
You understand the accuser, no matter what he tries, he wants his way.
Yes.
No weapon formed against you.
Yeah. But he wanted to have a weapon, okay? I want to take you to Galatians. So go to the book of Galatians. We're going to touch on chapter 5. And we're going to use verse 1. And I'd like to remind you that this word is destined to go inside of you, not just an opinion. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. Paul tells you that if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. Now, in that day, it was common knowledge that the church out of Jerusalem were the circumcised church. The church in Galatia was free from all those rules because they were not Jews. They were Gentiles. Verse 4. You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. Now, there's a lot of controversy on this verse because some people don't see that when you are acting on your own to clean up your own act, you're not going to be able to succeed because God is actually wanting you to trust Him instead of yourself.
Amen.
And if you don't have a relationship with the Lord and He's not communicating with you, this word becomes what? Yeah. Bad news. So you see, this letter is written to the Galatians who are filled with the Holy Ghost. But they're walking back because they've got pressure from the legal people. Anybody got legal people in there? Well, the legal people will literally push the grace of God out of their lives and yours if they had their way. They'd want you to do everything right and everything perfect. And in case you forgot, only He can perfect us.
Amen. Amen.
But we have to cry out for His help. That's the humbling part. We want to do it myself. Okay? Myself. Why myself? Because I enjoy having a victory. I enjoy feeling good about myself, which rebuilds my pride. Isn't that nice? So now I'm heading for what? More trouble. Again, I declare, verse 3, to every man who lets himself be circumcised, that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. But by faith we eagerly await, through the Spirit, the righteousness for which we hope. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through my own way. When I feel good about myself, everything runs smooth. Is that your version? Does your Bible say that?
No.
Why? It would feel a lot better. Okay? And since we're made up of feelings, we should maybe cater to those feelings. Wouldn't that be nice if we felt good about ourselves all the time, having a smile, doing it all on our own? Feeling so holy that when you show up before the Lord in heaven, He would look at you and say, I never knew you. You have no relationship with me. You don't talk to me. You don't take quiet time to listen to what I have to say. You're not looking for instructions from me. You have been on your own. Go out and do whatever you want to do because you're not going to be living in this kingdom. This is a kingdom relationship that He's after. He's after the parts of you and me that have been focused on self and self build-ups, establishing ourselves before Him. I mean, all these godly things that sounded good, but they're not God. It's when you and I humble ourselves and we say, God, I can't do this. I don't know how. I want and need your help. I need your Holy Spirit expressing itself through love. So I'm going to take faith. I'm going to choose to believe that your plan for my life will bring me to the fullness of salvation, spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. All three parts of you are designed by God to be like Him. Whoops. That hit a brick wall. Close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
You.
You.
Are alive in me.
Are alive in me.
And I'm choosing right now.
And I'm choosing right now.
To let my spirit.
To let my spirit.
Direct my soul.
Direct my soul.
And to let my soul.
And let my soul.
Be submissive.
Be submissive.
To the Holy Spirit.
To the Holy Spirit.
And my spirit.
And my spirit.
So that God's plan will unfold.
So that God's plan will unfold.
And this body can reap the benefits.
And this body can reap the benefits.
With great victories.
With great victories.
On every level.
On every level.
So Jesus.
Jesus,
I can't do this on my own.
I can't do this on my own.
I'm totally trusting. By choice.
To continue.
Expressing my faith in your ability.
Expressing my faith in your ability.
Through love. Verse 7 says, you were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? That kind of persuasion does not come from the one who called you. A little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he or she may be. Brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the sinful nature. Rather serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Criticalness, fault finding. Looking at the other guy not doing it your way is never going to work. The scripture says very clearly, stop it. If you hear your mouth downing someone, get a clue. Whose anointing are you under? If you're under the legal stuff, you're going to find that everybody that you and I know has a flaw. Welcome to the club.
Amen.
There's not one individual in this house or in this body that's perfect.
Amen.
And to be very honest with you, if a person chooses to leave this church and they go to another church looking for a perfect church, it won't be perfect because you're going to be in it.
Amen.
Come on. It's the truth. Amen. That church is going to go sour because you walked in.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
And if you don't leave one the right way, you're going to enter the new one the same way you left.
Same way, and you will go around the block and never grow up.
Correct.
It's time to grow up. It's time to face the music and say, I need help. You know, interdependency. Interdependency is a foreign word for most believers. They don't want to depend on anybody but themselves. I can do this. My 3.5-year-old, I can do this. Don't worry. I got it all under control. 3.5. Okay? Excuse the expression, but he's so damn smart, nobody can put up with him. Why? Because he's got an opinion for everything. And he's right. And if he tells you point blank, I'm going to throw you in a dumpster, it's because you didn't behave his way. And if you didn't behave his way, he says, I'll put you in jail. Told that to his grandmother the other day. You're going to jail. And so she says, for what? And so he said, I don't know, but I'm going to put you in jail. So in other words, he's sick and tired of her opinion. Oh. I can't God that God's not like that with me. But under the law, that's where they lived. Under the law, everything was a sin. I'm not saying that there aren't sins that need to be dealt with. I am not saying that, because there are some that need to be dealt with. But God is full of mercy and grace and favor. And when you cry out, he'll give you a way out. He'll give you a way back into the place where you belong. And you know what? The place where you belong is probably with unrefined people. Some that have still got a challenge going on in their lives. Because their weaknesses might be your strength. And their abilities you might need to build you up as they give their testimony on how the Holy Spirit has healed and set them free.
Amen.
And they may be given the path of righteousness to you. And so you say, well, that's just their testimony. Uh-uh. That might be the word of knowledge you needed. There are times that people are going to tell you what you don't want to hear.
Amen.
In the body of Christ, pray for one another that you may be healed. That's the secret. If you see someone struggling, don't pick on them. That ain't going to help. Don't pick on yourself. I already told you about the dream, or rather the vision with the hammer. That doesn't work. The Holy Spirit is full of compassion. Yes?
Amen.
So, here's what I'd like you to do. You can put your Bible down. Yeah. You see, Pentecost is around the corner, isn't it? Yeah. I want you to close your eyes. Say, Holy Ghost,
Get me ready,
get me ready
for that special day.
I know
that I need
all seven attributes
of your Holy Ghost.
Otherwise, I'm going to be on my own,
pretty proud
of how holy I am.
Today,
I humble myself
and I say without a shadow of a doubt,
I need you, Holy Spirit.
You are the Spirit of the Lord.
And I welcome you now.
I welcome the Spirit of knowledge.
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 I welcome